is Emily Wright, tech editor and head of special projects at EG, and I'm delighted to have come back from a few days off to discover that we are indeed still here. It's brilliant. And I'm joined by the wonderful Sam McClary, who's also still here. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Still here, still hanging on.
Yeah, hanging on by a thread. Yeah. Let's just be very British about it. The weather is dreadful.
The weather is dreadful, but my radiator that is just by my feet on my desk has just come on, which is really rather lovely.
Oh, I was thinking, I thought to myself as I said that sentence, well, we can't get any more boring than talking about the weather. And then your first sentence was my radiator. So, but I am pleased to hear that you've got nice, toasty, warm feet.
Yeah, in slippers.
Wearing slippers too. Mm. I've said often on this podcast, I don't actually mind the wind and the rain. I kind of sort of feel like it's a nice, cozy environment, but I've never done it when not going in and out of the office and getting, you know, lots of fresh air and, you know, moving from location to location. So I think everyone's feeling a bit nervous about what the autumn and winter will bring. But we shall see.
You're a big fan of wrapping up in a nice jumper, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was wearing these big jumpers of mine from late August. We had an occasional cold day in late August, and you know, I made the most of it. Now we're in October, I feel like I've got free rein. So yeah, if anybody has a Zoom call with me, expect to see a big jumper because they are my favourite. Wow, this is boring.
Bye, everyone.
They've already gone.
They're like, they might still be there, but they've completely lost it.
Like, what has happened to these people? It's coming up to 30 weeks of the We're Still Here podcast, and we finally lost it. No, we lost it a while ago.
Really, 30 weeks?
Yeah, something like that. Something terrifying. I think it's about 30 weeks.
Wow.
Yep. Anyway, we've managed to achieve a lot, and it's quite nice actually. We've got bookmarks every week, bar one. We've missed one. We're still here in that time. I was away last week, but it was picked up for me by Lucy Alderson. So I'm sure everybody enjoyed tuning in for that. And this week we're back for kind of, I'm losing my voice, for a bit of a traditional We're Still Here, which is how we kind of set it up in the first instance, to give everybody a sort of a live brought to you, you know, other than just words on a page, roundup of the week's news. And I've got a great excuse to be quite quiet, which I think everybody else will feel probably quite good about too, is that I've been away. So while I've been keeping an eye on it, I am not an expert in all the details, but you are.
Allegedly. Yes. Well, it's been a really interesting week, actually. Lots going on. So I guess first up, I have to talk about the release of the results of our race diversity survey, mm-hmm. Which were shocking and sadly not surprising all at the same time. Just that, you know, the level of racism that actually does exist within the real estate industry, and a really interesting sort of mismatch between how white people view how well we're getting on with combating racism versus people of color or from BAME backgrounds view the situation, which, you know, also I suppose if you look at it objectively, that's not that surprising either, but it is frightening. And Lucy actually and I did a podcast with Bola Abisogan, Ghislaine Halpenny, and Chris Island, just talking about the results of that survey, and they were all fantastically open and honest, and talked about, you know, sort of how appalling it is and how the industry absolutely needs to start work now on this, and we can't we can't get to a point where we publish results like this ever again. So it's a really good listen. So I won't go on too much about it here, but just send people to go and have a listen to that podcast and have a look through all of the results of the survey on EGI. It's all there for you, free to access. So do please go and have a play and play with that data and look around there and come up with your own solutions and share with us too, because there's a lot of work to be done and we want to be part of that as well. So that was quite a big thing going on, big and important. And then also this week we've seen the continued sort of changing of the guard across real estate. So two pretty big appointments made at Hammerson. They have selected Rita Rose Gagne, I think is how you pronounce her surname. I'm sorry if I've got that wrong, from Ivanhoe Cambridge. So she is French Canadian and will be coming over to Hammerson to take up the CEO role from David Atkins. I did a little bit of sort of background digging into her, and I like the sound of her, to be honest. So I'm looking forward to actually getting to speak with her. But she is as someone who believes steadfastly in hard work, and that you don't succeed if you don't put the graft in. So that is good. She's a big fan of partnerships. So I think there's probably something we can read into that with what we might see Hammerson doing in the future. And she's also someone who likes competitive sports. So that gets a big tick from me. And someone who understands the balance that you need in professional life. So she has been quoted as saying, when it gets to Friday night, she switches off from work until Sunday morning, and that is her time for family and her being her rather than running the business. And that's something that will chime with Hammerson's new chairman, Rob Knoll, as well, who, when he was at Landsec, said the week was for shareholders, weekends were for family. So I think that's really important to have leadership that understands the necessity for balance in life. I think that's a really good message to send to your employees. So I think she'll be really good, I hope. And then at St Modwen, they have, for the first time, I think, in their history, gone completely outside the real estate industry to find their new CEO. So they've appointed Sarwit Sambi, who joins from Centrica, so from the energy sector. And it will be really fascinating to see what he brings to real estate, and just having that, true diversity of thought coming to a really traditional sort of regeneration specialist, and particularly in these times where we've got such a focus on ESG and sustainability in particular, someone from an energy background might have such a vast knowledge around that as well. So some really, really interesting moves there. And you add that to, Simon Carter taking over at BL, Mark Allen, formerly of St Mod's, taking over at Landsec. A couple of weeks ago, I had a good chat with Dan Labad at The Crown, and, he was recently installed there, and he's got some different ways of thinking. So it's quite exciting, actually, I think, the leadership story around the big REITs and the big propcos. So I think 2021 could actually be a really transformative year.
I like the sound of that.
That was a long rant, wasn't it? Well, not a rant.
It wasn't a rant. It was a very interesting collection of information about things that have happened during the week, which is the point of the podcast. So it I'd say the that
there are there is more as well, which I should talk about. So our wonderful Emma Rosser, who I like to label as the Queen of Resi.
Resi Rosser was one of her nicknames earlier in the year, I think.
Resi Rosser, yeah. she has been breaking the big stories, as she always does. And it's got some interesting news today about London Square who are going to be transforming a car park in Greenwich into a residential scheme. That's not that exciting, but on the basis of it, but they are keeping the car parking spaces and developing above that, which is quite interesting, particularly I think in these times when we might not be using public transport as much as we should, maybe. I don't know if should is the right word. So that's really interesting and a really big scheme for them. And then, you know, the big news in resi and planning was government banning the use of PDR to develop micro homes. And Emma's done some really good investigation into the micro home sector and do expect to see more from her and from us on what the ban really means. So that's really interesting, so people should pick that up. And then she's also delivered some good news to people as well through her story, looking at how several local authorities around the UK have sort of pressed the restart button on major regenerations. I think several billion pounds worth of regeneration. So there, you know, there is some positive news out there as well for people, that all is not on pause, that there is an appetite to get building, to get investment and not that I ever really want to quote Boris if I have to, but to build our way out of this. So a really interesting week, really interesting.
It sounds like a very interesting week, and one that I'm now disappointed to have missed in real time, but excited to delve into all of that myself and get a better grip on what's been happening this week. And I do like that all is not on pause. It's sort of a bit, you know, all is not lost with a difference. Well, not even much of a difference, actually, just a reimagining of it. But that's kind of, as we head into, you know, I think we all know is probably going to be a bit of an unusual end of the year. It's really important to remember that stuff, as it is to remember things like, you know, the necessity for balance. That's something that you were talking about when you were mentioning some of these, you know, the new guard coming into these big companies. And you were talking about the necessity for balance in terms of, you know, the working week being for shareholders and the weekend being for families. But I think across the board, that's such a good phrase, that the necessity for balance is something that we could all do really well to remember a bit more, because it's easy to be pushed in one direction or the other at the moment, with everything being so emotive and high octane. So yeah, I like that.
I like that too, and I think it's so important right now, because, you know, there's still, although, you know, there has been a trickle back to offices for people, so many of us are still, you know, sat here at our desks, and I find it quite difficult to get balance when I'm at home, because I know the computer's right there, and, you know, the barrier for me isn't an hour on the train to come home. It's a, you know, a door that I can open or close at any point. So I think it's really, really important and really, really difficult though to find that balance. So we should absolutely encourage each other to find it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. A lovely return for me to have a nice chat with you and to hear about everything that's been happening in the week. And I think that's kind of a nice place to leave it, actually. Just a bit of a roundup, and anybody that wants to find out more can dip into the stories that you have been talking about and highlighting in this podcast. And yeah, I always check, because often I start wrapping things up and you say, oh, one more thing. Anything else that you wanted to add?
Should we say one more thing? What have we got coming up? We've got the EG Awards coming up. That's quite exciting. So I will get to be virtual like you were for the EG Tech Awards. We have just announced, actually, there is always one more thing, isn't there? We have just announced the shortlist for the Superhero Awards. So people should go and have a look at that as well, because we shortlisted a lot of people, because a lot of people really deserve to be shortlisted. We had a load of entries, and I really wanted to give everyone an award, but apparently I'm not allowed to do that. But I think it's really important to highlight as many of the really great things that people and businesses are doing out there at the moment. So to everyone who entered and to everyone who is shortlisted, thank you for being wonderful human beings. We do collectively at EG doff our caps to you, and you're all, this is going to sound so cheesy, but you are all winners in my eye. And I really do want to say a really big thank you to everyone who's done something selfless through these, for want of a better word, unprecedented times.
Oh, well, I'm glad I asked whether there was one more thing, because that's a positive note to end on. Thank you very much for joining me, and thank you for so eloquently going through all of the big stories this week. It sounds like it's been really busy. And as I say, you know, all is not on pause, and the necessity for balance, two excellent phrases to take forward from this. I certainly will be. So thanks to Sam McClary, and that's it from us, but we're still here, and we will still be here next week, and we'll speak to you then.